A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you, and after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Today is the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. There is very little we know about Joseph. Most of what we do know comes from the infancy narratives of Matthew and Luke's Gospels. He is the wife of Mary of Nazareth, and he shows himself to be protective of Mary at the time when she is most vulnerable and pregnant, and then solicitous for her and his infant son before and after his birth. But for most of the ministry of Jesus, we hear mention of Mary, but no further mention of Joseph. Can we assume he was an older man and died leaving Mary a widow? As far as his work of carpentry, there's only one reference in Matthew's Gospel to Jesus as the carpenter's son. Perhaps then it is significant that today we hear in the Gospel that Jesus is going away and will be preparing a place, a home for us. While the eternal realities are experiences and not physical places, we still can use our creative imaginations today regarding a place that Joseph and his son Jesus would build for us. The Gospel concludes with the great promise of Jesus that all will find their way back to the Father through him. People of all faiths, all religions, yes, even atheists, who today are celebrating work in communistic states. Our prayer today must be for justice for all workers globally, for the condemnation of slavery and cheap female and child labor in abominable conditions, for just wages, for raises in the minimum wage to levels that are sustainable for meeting basic human needs, and for preserving of workers' rights, and for altering our economies to create jobs locally rather than outsourcing them to foreign lands. Today's feast is a call to all of us to stand firm in our church's long-standing commitment to labor justice and workers' rights. This requires that we be prophetic in our current political culture of greed and rationale, all in the name of free market economy.